This is Carl Johnson with an essay from the back page. The beautiful Old Testament story of Esther remains one of the most compelling demonstrations of how God sometimes uses the most unlikely people to bring about the fulfillment of His will upon this earth. The young and lovely Esther had only recently been made queen when the king, unaware that she was Jewish, allowed a proclamation to be sent throughout the kingdom that at a later date all Jewish people would be executed. Mordecai, Esther's foster father, realized that she might be able to save her people. He sent word for her to go before the king and to plead with him to spare the Jews. Now, this was a difficult task for Esther, who, although she was the queen, didn't have the right to go to the king unless he called for her. If she went in unto him and he refused to acknowledge her, she would be put to death. And yet she was probably the only one in a position to help. It was a moment of great decision for young Queen Esther. She was being asked to risk her life for her people. Mordecai helped her to look beyond her own peril and to see the opportunity that she was being given when he explained, according to Esther 4 and verse 14, "Who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" In one of the greatest demonstrations of courage found in the Old Testament, Esther did go into the king. The king received her, and she successfully persuaded him to save her people from being exterminated. Esther was the right person in the right place at the right time. Her courageous action preserved the people of Israel, the people from whom the Messiah would descend, and thus she made an impact upon the eternal destiny of mankind. Another example of a young woman responding courageously when faced with an unexpected challenge occurred on March the 2nd, 1866, just west of Weatherford, Texas, in Parker County. James Savage had not been feeling well that morning, and he had not eaten anything before going to the field to plow. His wife Caroline, therefore, sent him some lunch late in the morning by their three children, daughters Arena, age 10, Jenny, age 5, and son Jim, age 2. The children were just almost to their father when a group of 9 marauding Comanche Indians suddenly descended upon them from the woods. They rode their horses over James and knocked him to the ground, and an older daughter, Sarah, age 18, came running to his assistance with a gun, but she too was knocked to the ground and she dropped the weapon. By this time, James was back on his feet and he was just almost to his children when the Indians shot and killed him. They grabbed little Jim and threw him on the back of a horse behind one of the Indians with intentions of keeping him, but Arena grabbed Jim by the leg and wouldn't let go. One of the Comanches rammed a spear through Arena's arm and into her side, but still she refused to release her little brother. And finally, the Indians gave up and rode off, and Arena was able to retrieve little Jim. Like Esther, young Arena Savage courageously risked her own life to save someone else. As far as our brotherhood is concerned, however, it could very well be that the most important thing she did that day was the saving of her own life. I mean, who could have guessed what lay ahead for young Arena Savage? She lived to be 91 years old and eventually produced a great-grandson named Ronnie Wade. I hate to think about the consequences of Arena's not surviving that Indian attack, because if Ronnie's lineage had been terminated before his birth, I may never have become a Christian, because he's the one who baptized me into Christ many years ago. Well, few of us will have the opportunity to plead before a king and save a race of people, and few of us will be required to put our lives on the line to save another family member. All of us, however, will find out at some time or another whether we can respond greatly when faced with an unexpected challenge. Great crises will continue to arise within the church from time to time, pivotal crises. And if we don't make the proper response to each crisis, the church will be pointed in the wrong direction and God's plan will be hindered. My prayer is that God will bless us with the wisdom to make the correct decisions. May He give us the kind of courage Esther possessed, the kind that will cause us to forget about self and do what's in the best interest of the many. You may not be able to see the far-reaching and long-lasting consequences of such wisdom and courage now, and you may feel as though you are the most unlikely person in the world to make a great contribution to the fulfillment of God's plan. In reality, however, you may have come into the kingdom for just such a time as this.